Dear, are you going to the retirement seminar today?
Why should I?
To plan our future. We don't want to end up like one of those pathetic old couples who sit around the kitchen in their bathrobes drinking coffee all day.
Gladys, that'll never happen to us as long as we keep playing the horses.
Mom, Dad, can I give you a hint what I want for my birthday?
If you must. When is it?
Yesterday.
Oh, better luck next year, boy.
You're not going to pull that on me again this year. I want my own personal two-man submarine. Has a periscope, torpedo launcher, ship-to-shore radio, emergency dive outfit, and a functional cigarette lighter. And it only costs $19.95.
Press, don't be duped by a phony ad. You can't buy a sub with all that for $19.95. You're talking about close to $1 billion worth of equipment.
Oh, right. Ads in comic books are always rip-offs out to sucker dumb little kids like me. So negative, Dad.
Yeah, ironic, isn't it? Especially when I've been blessed with so much.
I'll just have to earn the money myself. I know. I'll get a paper route.
Chris, why would you want to get sucked into a dead-end job like that?
It's only till the subs pay off. It's not like I'm going to do it forever.
Is it here yet?
Geez, are you deaf? It's right in front of your face.
Oh, joyous, rapturous day. It came. Oh, my. Oh, I guess all my years of hoping and growing into my weight are finally over. It's here. I can't believe it. And just in time for my birthday.
Which is when?
Geez, this thing's really late. Gosh, it was supposed to take 4 to 6 weeks. You would have thought the postal service would have improved since we sold it to the Japanese. Nazi krauts.
Chris, it says 4 to 600 weeks.
Oh, geez. Wow. Well, I guess it's a week early then.
It's broken.
You idiot, you have to put it together.
Oh, geez, well, I'll just slap it together then. Luckily, came with this handy instructional booklet.
What is pangkwanke? Pangkwanke? Pangkwanka mean?
Any ideas? Well, this is going to be great. I get to build it and learn a whole new complex language at the same time.
Chris, you can't just slap that together. It takes real skill. Even so, it'll probably never work.
Well, would you help me build my submarine? I mean, this project kind of reeks of father-son quality time potential.
Chris, there are only so many hours in the day. I can't spend time with you and drink coffee.
Oh, great, you're here. Terrific. Great, you're just in time for the christening. Hey, Dad, where's that bottle of champagne I asked you to buy?
I drank it.
Okay, well, here it is. Time for the unveiling. Biddy, beep, beep, biddy, biddy, beep, 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 dee, 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 dee,
doesn't look quite right.
Well, the picture in the ad was really just a suggestion.
Have you given this death trap a name yet?
Yes. Tony. Well, don't you get it? Tony as in Tony the Tiger. Cornflakes. Because there's no substitute for breakfast.
I thought I was hammered.
All right, now it's time for the inaugural firing up. Now, you better stand back, because this baby runs on 54D batteries.
I'm glad we finally learned how to harness that power for peaceful uses.
Jeez. I thought I had that problem worked out.
Chris, this is too dangerous. Why, if you'd been inside that thing, you would have burned up that new shirt I just bought you.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to let you in on the biggest secret I've ever kept from you. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I'm scared.
I think I better help this in.
Oh, Dad, thanks. You do love me after all.
Oh, don't go getting misty-eyed. I just didn't want to see this dump go up in flames. Well, I got to admit, looks pretty damn fine. And you know what? It was kind of fun putting it together. Am I nuts, or did we actually bond for a second there?
No, Dad, I think we actually did bond for a second. You know, I'm sorry I crazy glued your eyelids shut. I just wanted to see how far that thing would squirt. Well, what do you say? Time for its maiden voyage, huh? Help me get Tony into the bathtub.
Bathtub? Chris, this isn't like one of your Fisher-Price toys. This is a $20 piece of machinery.
Yeah, but Dad, Dr. Cousteau tests all his equipment this way. I read that once. Or dreamt it. And that's why about 5 years ago I spent the weekend sealing up my tub in anticipation of this very moment.
At this point, Chris, our quality time is officially over and my coffee time has officially begun.
Oh, okay, Dad, sure. No, you're right. I'll just test it myself. I'll take it out back to that weird pond behind the sewage plant. I'm sure I won't come back with any diseases that can infect the entire family.
All right, all right. You got me for another 10 minutes.
Great, thanks. Okay, you grab the back. On three. One, two, three.
It's great to feel the sea again, isn't it? Now, there are a few nautical rules that I have to familiarize you with. To begin with, I am the El Capitan, okay? And you are the first chambermaid. Now, you will obey all orders without question, you will speak only when spoken to, and you will not, under any circumstances, sir, disable any of the smoke alarms in the restrooms. Other than that, enjoy the buffet.
Chris, I gotta go. I feel a case of the bends coming on.
Oh, I'm sorry, would you like a Rolaids? It's like another world down here, isn't it?
Oh, Dad, look. Look. An old boot.
No doubt cast overboard long ago by some ancient mariner.
Chris, that's one of your slippers.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I just got caught up in the moment. It's like the real thing down here.
Almost better.
Well, say, now that you're getting into the spirit, I think it's time for your little onboard surprise. Hats. Here you go. Now we're like Jacques Cousteau and his son Philippe.
Bonjour, Philippe.
Philippe, they're swimming monkeys, and they're coming towards us, and they're armed.
We must retaliate against this aggressive action against our peaceful vessel.
Oh, I'm such a hoot, aren't I?
Chris, I should inform you, I've completely lost interest in this.
Well, you'll like it better when you look through the periscope.
Periscope up.
All right, I'll do it. Wow. Neat. Cool.
No, that doesn't. I'm out of here. It's stuck.
Huh? Well, maybe it rusted shut from age.
It's only been wet for a minute.
All right,
Don't worry, Dad. According to these instructions here, there's enough air in here for a full 20 minutes. More than enough time for the Navy SEAL rescue squad to come and take us to safety. See, Dad, I've managed to plug the flow of water with the periscope.
Good going, Chris. We're dying in here, but at least the water bill will be manageable.
I know it said that we only have 20 minutes of air in here, but I'm sure that's just an approximation. If we breathe slower, and if we cut down on the yap, please, sir, if you could, I think we could probably stretch that out for another 36 seconds.
You know, we must already be low on air because you're starting to make sense to me.
We also, by the way, should economize our movements as much as possible. See, that's... Yeah. Please. Now, the unfortunate thing is it's time for my daily exercises, though. So, would you just hold my feet firmly if you could?
No.
All right, fine, Dad, but if I don't do 6 sit-ups a day, my svelte figure goes straight to hell.
Just get this out of here.
All right. I'll call on the ship-to-shore radio for help.
Hello, Breaker. Breaker 123, Breaker, this is Tight Pants. Anybody got their ears on? Yeah, I need a good buddy to come to my 20 and lend assistance to Tight Pants Senior and myself. Yeah? Anybody copy that? Come back. 10-10, I'm 10-10 on your 20.
Chris, that's just a plastic toy. Nobody can hear you.
I guess I'm just going to have to do this manually then. Okay.
Help! Help! That sounds like Chris screaming as if he's trapped under a lot of water. That's silly. It's probably just one of the neighborhood cats getting run over.
Help! Help! Oh, guess I shouldn't have been so cocky about living this long without hearing loss.
All right. Well, the worst thing we could do is panic, okay? Let's try not to think about dying, all right? Just don't think about, you know, your chest heaving for every last scrap of air and your blood turning purple from lack of helium and your eyes bulging and popping out and bouncing off the walls like so many balls in a gymnasium. I'm sorry I had to do that.
Are you kidding? That's more fun than I've had all year. Freak out anytime.
Yeah, I'm not that out of control.
Squid! This is turning out to be an okay trip after all.
Knock, knock.
Hello, Mrs. Peterson?
Oh, hi. It's that time of year again. Time for my annual distribution of my special German chocolate divinity squares to all the folks in the neighborhood. Now, I know how everyone looks forward to it, especially Mr. Peterson, so there you go. Oh, well, they look so lovely again, dear.
Where's Chris?
Up in his room playing.
Remember our deal. When we came here, you said I could say hi to him.
Yes, but just for 5 minutes. And I am timing. Thank you again, dear. They smell so wonderful. If this year is anything like last year, they won't be around long.
And the eyes roar back in the head. It strikes eyes. They're not like a human's eyes. They're black. It's like a doll's eye. And then you hear that horrible high-pitched scream. You go in the cage. Cage goes in the water. Shark in the water.
Would you please? pipe down. I'm trying to finish this crossword puzzle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you prefer a scene from Sophie's Choice?
Hello? Chris?
Oh. So this is the depth to which a man will sink without the influence of a woman.
Pretty cool, huh?
Well, Larry, that's weird. Didn't the pizza barge close down a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have known better than to touch anything of his. I'm going to go wash my hands. Not that the bathroom isn't another hellhole.
That's interesting. Sharon just walked in. Maybe she'll take her clothes off if she doesn't notice us.
Get her attention and put out the damn pipe.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
What are you...
I don't think she's getting the message.
She can't hear you, Chris. Write her something.
Oh.
What's going on? Where's she going? Where's she going? What are you doing?
What's the matter, honey? Is Chris in there?
Larry, he was doing something so weird in there that, well, I'm not even going to let you see it.
Why didn't you write that we're dying in here?
Well, Dad, you don't just blurt out something like that. Jeez. Whatever happened to the art of conversation? Alec, don't worry. I'm sure she got the message. I'm sure she's going for help right now.
You'll pardon the expression, but don't hold your breath.
Why am I sweating? Oh, the ceiling is sweating. It's unusual, but hardly worth investigating.
Well, at least your mother will be able to collect on the insurance and be rich, like she always wanted.
There's just enough time left for you and me to open up to each other. Dad, is there something you've always wanted to say to me but was never able to? Look deep within yourself.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. Look deeper. Chris, the only thing I can think about is that this is going to be the most embarrassing obituary to ever hit the papers.
Dad, I hate to correct you in such a dire moment, but I think the guy who electrocuted himself urinating on the electric fence holds that honor.
Chris, I just thought of something I want to say to you. Clam up.
Is that from the heart?
Yes.
Well, then that's what I'm going to do for you, Father. For our final moments together, I'm not going to say a peep.
Well, that's really nice of you, Chris. I really do appreciate it. It's almost, well, like a dream come true.
Forever. I am what I am.
Oh, take it easy. I've known that since the day you were conceived. Don't feel too bad. You went almost a minute.
Then you're proud of me?
I didn't say that. Oh, okay. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Dad. You're actually proud of me. Wow, a nugget of acceptance. Boy.
Jeez. You know what? I'm now seeing why all this is happening to us. It's really kind of a blessing, isn't it?
Give me a break.
I'm sorry. I'm just soaking up this new father and son thing that we've got going here. It's pretty wonderful in my book.
Jeez, how many people get a chance to suffocate and drown?
sure. I was just guessing. Father. Before we both go to that big U-boat dock in the sky, could I have one last hug?
Okay, but watch your hands.
I love you, Pop. Oh. Hey, I wasn't such a bad son after all, was I?
Oh, you weren't. Boy, at a time like this, you'll say anything to get to heaven, won't you? Jeez, what's keeping this damn water so long?
You know what the most amazing thing is about all this? Is that the floor of my bathroom can hold the weight of all this water.
Ew, do I smell Sharon's German sweet chocolate divinity crap?
Chris, what did we tell you about putting excessive weight in your room, which our house structurally cannot handle?
All right, don't worry, Mom. I'm going to write a letter to that flim-flam submarine corporation about my extreme displeasure with their product. And one way or another, I'm going to get my money back, no matter how long it takes.
Dear Mr. Peterson, thank you for your letter. We're sorry that it has taken us so long to respond. We will gladly reimburse you for your submarine. Please return it in its original packaging for a full refund. Life. Damn short.